Thanks, Jamie. Here with StrathclyreCare.com, Colin Grantham. This week, you want to talk service delivery.
I do, and thanks, and good morning, Chris. I do, and the message I would like to give to people is that council and staff, we listen to what you tell us. So if you remember, we did a strategic plan, which highlighted customer service as an area we wanted to improve. We did a service delivery review, and it came through, you know, pretty loud and clear from people that they would like us to improve on customer service. So we did hear, we listened, and we've started the process. We have a cross-departmental team of staff or coming to council with ways to improve how we deliver service. We will bring that forward to the public. But the message I wanted to give today, Chris, was that, you know, a lot of times reports, they'll get dust on the shelf and they'll sit there and maybe once every 2 years, dust them off. This one isn't. We've heard you, and we're working on it.
I wanted to divert. I know we're in the off season, but I wanted to talk hockey because a very interesting thing popped up on the council agenda last week, a notice of motion from Councillor Brian Derbyshire to explore the cost of adding an NHL-sized ice pad to the existing Tri-Township Arena. So an additional pad. It was voted down by council 6-3. And just wanted to revisit this quickly with you because there's no plans for a new ice rink in Mount Bridges for at least a decade. Is that right?
That's true, Chris. And I don't want to put words into Councillor Derbyshire's mouth, but this is what I believe he was coming from, was a fear that once we start repairs on Tri-Township Arena, we may run into trouble. But my belief is that we made a decision. We made a decision to look at an entirely new arena. We do have plans in place. We have shovel-ready plans in place, Chris. What we have, what we lack are two things. We lack money and land, and we need to correct those two things, and when that happens, then we'll revisit a new arena.
Just to add to that, where's the current status of the report from Tri-Township Arena as far as how much money it's going to take to upgrade it?
Sure, and they've engaged with A-Link Architect. They're beginning to look at things.
So it's not done yet?
No, it's not done yet.
What's the timeline on that that's been requested by council?
Sure, we've asked for it to be done by the end of this year so that we have it for the budget for 2026, where we know where we're at. Both ourselves and Tri-Township Arena in partnership with the Chippewa of the Thames, we've applied for a provincial grant for dollars to put towards the repairs. We're waiting for that, but that's not the driving force. If we don't get those dollars, council will put dollars towards Tri-Township Arena.
And for the record, I would comment that maybe the municipality is not shovel ready, because if you are shovel ready, that means you have a design confirmed and approved, which you do not. So you're not shovel ready.
Well, no, hey, because
that's the definition of shovel ready.
Okay, let's say this, Chris. We're design ready. So if you recall, we have a design that we took to the public, and I think Director Lilborn may debate both of us on what the definition of shovel ready is, but I won't yield. We're shovel ready. We have a plan, right, that we could take and get approved when and if those two things. But I want to reiterate, those are the two hurdles we overcome.
Right. And I will.
Dollars and land, right, Chris?
And we'll agree to disagree because you're not shovel ready because you don't have an approved design for a new arena in Mount Bridges. Shovel ready is that you can put a shovel in the ground and build the design, which you do not have an approved design by council. So you're not shovel ready, Mayor.
Well, you know what, Chris, you should know me by now. If someone makes a point that I agree with, I'll and I'll walk back that. Let's say we're halfway shovel ready.
Great.
I'll concede that point to you, Chris.
Great conversation. I enjoyed that. Minute with the mayor, with StrathclyreCare.com mayor, Colin Grantham. Thanks for this, Mayor. We'll talk next week.
Take care, Chris.